Hi, this is Bob Sorrentino from Italian Roots and Genealogy, and I'm here today with Pasquale Pacica from Visit Reggio Calabria. So thanks, Pasquale, for being here.
Thank you for having me in your podcast, Bob.
It's my pleasure. And I know it's late there. Well, I'm 70, so anything after 8 o'clock is late for me. I know it's...
Don't worry.
You're a young man over there, so it's not so bad. I wanted to start off by asking you, where you're from, where your family's from.
Okay, Bob, I was born and raised in Reggio Calabria, but my father was from Monasterace, the end of the province. Today, Reggio Calabria is a metropolitan area. And my mother was from Locri on the Ionian coast.
Okay. What got you started in doing the tours and the genealogy?
I wanted one thing very quickly. Locris Italia fronts incipit, Magna Grecia appellata. From Locris starts Italy's most important point named Greater Greece. This was originally in Greek times, looks like this area was the most relevant part of Italy. How I started out, it was 1999. I had graduated from a few years after spending some time in London, months in London. I was looking for a job, which is not such an easy task in Reggio Calabria, you know? And by chance, a friend of mine introduced me to a man who worked for the local APT, the tourist boards of Calabria. And so I started out working for a couple of months for some time at the local museum, where I would explain the Riace Warriors to all the people visiting. Basically, that's how I started. Then I started working on my own as a private guide, and it's not me, but those that had me as a guide, their guide, many told me that I was probably the best private guide on the market. I was one of the guides of Mr. Tony Bennett, Michael Switzer, and so many over the years, so many. Several countless groups and guests that were visiting Calabria, my region, you know?
Ah, that's cool. That's really neat. Well, I have some Calabrian roots. I've been able to go back very, very far.
Mm-hmm.
But the building behind me, or the home behind me, that's Palazzo Pio Mauro in...
Palazzo Pio Mauro, yes.
In Montebello.
And, Montebello. Mm-hmm.
And that's my third great-grandfather's home, or one of his homes.
Montebello Ionico?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. The southern part of the Aspromonte Mountains. Uh-huh. Yes,
then I also descend from the Ruffo from Catanzaro.
Yes, the Ruffo, it's a noble family. I know that they have... family ties with the Belgian royal family and stuff like that. Unfortunately, my origins were probably more obscure, Bob, because, over the years I've done countless family research, but I didn't have the time to look for my family origins. But I don't think my family name, I'm a little bit ashamed saying that, but I never took had the curiosity to look for my family's name. This is something that's a need that I'm developing now after countless genealogy research for my guests. Let me put it straight, Bob. I'm not a genealogist in anything of that sort. But my meeting with genealogy was totally casual because, when I would accompany people, guests visiting Calabria, Calabria is not such a touristy city. region, sorry. So if normally there are two types of tourists visiting Calabria, those that have visited the entire Italy and now they want to go the extra mile in a sense, and those that have family ties for most norm usually people that have Calabrian heritage, you know. So my meeting with genealogy was totally by chance. I met with genealogy because I didn't have anything to do with genealogy. I'm an English teacher, as a matter of fact, and because I noticed that in the beginning of my when I started leading tours and accompanying people, that they always asked me for their family roots, if I would assist them in the local registry offices and stuff like that. That's how I started. Then in 2005, I created Visit Reggio Calabria, and from then on, we're keeping assisting people, visit tourists visiting Calabria. 2019 was a real boom for us. 20 and the year 2020 would have been even better. We had already so many bookings, but unfortunately, as you know, the pandemic really hit us hard. And consider that since the beginning of this year, we only had a handful of clients as far as we are concerned, and some genealogy research. That's why I had the idea in these times of pandemic of offering, we had the idea with my colleagues of offering an additional service to people that's Italian American for the most Americans for the most part that have Italian origins. That is to say, you cannot travel for whatever reason, not necessarily because of the pandemic, so we will do it for you. So if you know the village, town, city your family is from all over Italy, we have extended our service all over Italy. We can visit for you. Of course, we must be authorized by you. We will send an official request, and then we will we must have our client's authorization, and then we will travel straight. We will go to the village, town, city, to the registry office to do the research for you. We'll get you the documents. We can send them to you via email, or even if you prefer, directly at your home address, wherever you are in the world, the US, Australia. Recently, we had some Southern American clients, Colombia, Argentina. And that's what the idea came to me because of the pandemic. We already provided the service, but the pandemic, gave me, how can I say it? The idea to provide this new service. It is simple in its way. It's not something such a terrific idea, but I think it's an idea that apparently it's working because.
That's a really, really good idea. I myself had to cancel my trip a couple of times, and I hope to get there in the spring. But that's really, really good. With the pandemic, a lot of people, weren't able to travel, but a lot of people started getting into the genealogy because they had so much time on their hands, and maybe something that they always wanted to do just, didn't have the time, and then they were stuck indoors.
One thing I would like to point out, Bob, sorry if I interrupted you,
That's
maybe.
okay. Yeah.
I wanted to point out, that we ask we Italian people, we're not so good at taking turns. Maybe, that's one feature, cultural aspect, not so positive. And one thing that, I read your FB page, other genealogy research pages, all around the internet. One thing that there is to not too much talk about is the fact that unfortunately, many people rely on online web genealogy websites, for finding the documents, which thing is good, very good, excellent, when you can find the documents. But unfortunately, southern Italy, particularly in Calabria, unfortunately, many documents for different reasons, which I'm not going to tell you, but you know probably better than me, the digitization process was never completed. So many documents are simply not online. So if you want to get your family documents to, in many cases, that's what I understood, maybe I'm wrong, but in many cases, Bob, the only way to get your family documents is going straight to the source. If they are there, you will find them, and if they aren't, you will not be able to rebuild your family tree or get your genealogy documents. It's as simple as that. So one thing I always tell my potential client guests, once now clients, people that contact me for genealogy research so that we can send them documents, is before you decide to, to commission us genealogy research, please be you must be sure where your family originally was from, the town, the village, the city, so that we can go straight to the registry office. Not being sure would turn out like having to find a needle in a haystack. So this would be time consuming. You would waste time and money. So you waste your time and money. So really, my advice I feel like giving to people, trying to rebuild their family tree, is really, before you do that, it's not like saying, my family was from Calabria. This was, Salerno, for instance, was from Calabria, but all over Calabria, there are Salerno families, but the problem is, which is yours? So in order not to waste time and money, and for the genealogy research to be successful, you need to know where your family is from, so that we know where we have to go. Otherwise, that would be a problem. That's what I wanted to point out, Bob.
That's a good point, especially with some of the more common names. But what's interesting about the records online, my mom's family is from Torito in Puglia, and I was amazed that such a small little town has so many records online. And Naples, for example, probably because there are so many more records in Naples than in Torito, I struggle to find, find the family in Naples. What do you see as shaping up for next year as far as tourism in Italy and especially in Calabria?
Well, really the situation is really we've been, as I told you, we've been terribly affected also Gianluca, who happens to be a friend of mine, we worked together on several occasions. As he himself said, there is unfortunately the media are making it way a lot worse than it actually is. The situation is not so. For instance, people traveled to Calabria this past summer. They travel to Calabria, they didn't have any problems. So you have to, by safety measures, mask. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of media hype that really, really has created a picture which is a lot of worse than it actually is. Adopting the adequate safety measures, it is possible to is Calabria. But for instance, now they are talking about they, you know, the government. But now you have to have a green pass, and then now a super green pass. Really, there are putting too many limitations, which are really killing tourism in Italy. Unfortunately, the economy is doing badly. I know that after the government proclaimed the latest super green pass, many hotel bookings cancelled. So, if you ask me, what the perspectives for 2022? Who knows? Let's be optimistic. But if you ask me to tell you what will happen, I really can't tell you. Recently, I was emailing with a potential client who, in the end, told me we are not going. I don't think we are going to book because my brother is afraid of the news coming from Italy. The COVID pandemic is all over the world, so it's not that I won't travel to Italy and I will avoid getting infected. If it has to happen, it will happen everywhere. So this is pointless, in my opinion. And so the situation is really tricky. Hopefully, people will travel in spring, summer 2022. Many bookings are for this period, but let's hope that there will not be cancellations, which I'm afraid it might occur if they keep with this media campaign of terror, or scaring people, or making things worse than they actually are.
Yeah, you know, but it's the same thing here. It's not much different.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this new strain, which was supposed to be real bad and everything, and they, you know, now they're telling, you know, even Americans that are coming back, that live there, that are coming back, you have to test 24 hours. I don't even know how that's possible. I knew of the green pass when I was talking to Letizia over the summer and we were trying to decide what to do. What's this super green pass? What's the difference?
Regions that are marked in yellow, you have to go with the super green pass, but you can't go with the green pass. Really, please don't ask me this question because it's not at all clear in my mind. I apologize, but really, it's messy. Really, it's messy. You don't really know what you can do, what you cannot do. This is really absolutely tragic, believe me.
So over there, each region is acting similar to how the states are over here. Then each is, well, let me ask the question a different way. Does each region get to decide, or is the federal government deciding for each region?
We'll be right back.
Italian Roots and Genealogy is proudly sponsored by Your Dolce Vita and Dawn Matera, connecting people to their purpose in life and continuing their legacy. For more information, contact Dawn at www.yourdolcevita.com.
Okay, it's not a national government. Each region has a governor. The governor may decide maybe to adopt some measures rather than others. But if a national government, if Rome says you have to adopt the Green Pass, the 20 regions have to adopt it. There is a degree of autonomy, but when the government takes some decisions, so they must be adopted. Maybe in some regions, the government might decide to implement some biosafety measures rather than others. It varies from region to region. But the most important decisions are basically taken by the central government in Rome. In Italy, we have dialects. Dialects can change dramatically even in a matter of a few kilometers. On one occasion, I talked on the phone with my cousin from Monasterace. He was speaking, we had an argument, a discussion. He was speaking very fast. Believe me, I can understand Calabrese dialect, but it was like as if we were speaking Greek, you know? So really local dialects, consider that even on, you have the Aria Grecanica, where there they still speak a Greek, which is a dialect of some say coming deriving straight from the Greek spoken by the ancient Magna Graecia colonies. It's even today on this this is a rural area on the hills on the southern part of the Aspromonte Mountains. Villages like Bova, Alicianoro, Woody, where a Greek dialect is still spoken even today by the community, by the local community. And so
yeah, I also heard that in some sections too that there's like an Albanian dialect
yes.
too, right?
For instance, yes, even yes, in the Cosenza area, For instance, Bob. Even in Italy, in the 70s, if you were a kid speaking dialects, you would be discriminated. You could not speak, for instance, in my case, Regino dialect, because at school you would be discriminated. You had to speak Italian. So more or less, what's left to us in Italy is architecture, history, arts, culture, which is not little, and terrific foods and wines. But the problem is that, you know, we need to renew our economy. You know, the pandemic was a devastating blow to an already suffering economy. You know, you will not read it on mainstream media, but really, I think I consider that Italy is living a period of decadence comparable to the fall of the Western Roman Empire in 476, when the Roman Empire was split up into two parts, Western Roman Empire mm-hmm. with capital Rome and the Eastern Roman Empire with the capital Constantinople. Italy is fantastic for visiting, you know, terrific when you visit as a tourist, you know, great foods, great wines. Sorry if I, you know, remark wines because I'm a wine lover.
I like wine too. To be honest, I don't know the difference between a $6 bottle of wine and a $50 bottle of wine.
I remember when I was a kid, a 7-year-old kid at my uncle's house in the countryside. You know, every day he was 8 years old, being prisoner in Africa, taken prisoner of the British during World War II. Every day he would, bring a bottle of wine, and I was just 7 years. I would drink 2-3 glasses of wine. So I grew up with a culture of wine, red wine, local red wines.
My uncle guarded Italian prisoners in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because he spoke Italian. Mm-hmm. So he was blind in one eye; he couldn't see, mm-hmm. and they said they wouldn't send him overseas, but then when they found out he was fluent in Italian, and he said he used to eat with the Italian prisoners because they had spaghetti and pasta, mm. and he said we had stuff in a can.
Mm. So anyway, mm-hmm. Bob, American people traveled this past spring and summer. Let's hope it will be the same and even more in 2022. On your behalf, if I may, I would ask you. Do you think based on the information you have from your government, from the media in the U.S., do you think that U.S. American people will travel to Italy in 2022? What's your opinion?
My opinion is that they want to, certainly. I mean, people, you know, everybody I know, they're all backed up and they cancel trips and you know, people really, really want to come. But my opinion is people are tired of it. You know, they've got two shots. Mm-hmm. Some people got three shots. I think it's getting to the point where people are just starting to say, I have to live my life. You know?
Yes, of course. That's the point. That's the point.
But the other thing is, if it's everywhere, then it's everywhere.
Yes. So this is the paradox, the paradox that makes me really laugh. It's almost ridiculous. Because I'm not traveling to Italy because there is COVID in Italy. As if in your country there would be no COVID. This is a paradox.
Well, I heard a doctor over here say today that if it's true that the new variation is more easily spread,
yes,
but less dangerous.
Than
the other variations, that's a good thing. And he said just like the flu in 1918, where it died off, he said nobody knows what happened. It just
also
died off.
That's why we came up with this idea of, you know, you cannot travel, but you want your family documents for Italian citizenship, whatever you may need them for. Cannot travel, we will do it for you. We will get the documents for you. And it's a simple idea, but maybe, I don't know.
It seems
it's working.
With Gianluca, I talked to him about this too. I think one cool thing and maybe you've already thought of this, but
even in
your hometown or places like that, to do a, you know, a 5 or 10 minute video of the town.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you could show the people, well, here's the documents, but here's all, this is what the town looks like. You know,
Reggio Calabria, unfortunately, during the last administration, in Reggio Calabria, the problem more than the pandemic is the rubbish, because of the service not working as well. So this is a very difficult moment for the city. And even so, believe me, the amazing thing, Bob, is that even so, people that visit, they are US people that visit Australian people, they are really, they really fall in love with Calabria. Imagine that once a tour leader, highly quoted tour leader from Rome, he was talking with to someone on the phone, and he told him or her, after 1 year or after one week of eating in Calabria, not like to eat anywhere else, I was pretty shocked, because I really loved the Calabrian food. He really still, prepared in a genuine way. Fast food is spreading rapidly, but even more because due to the crisis. But, even so, with all the problems we have, I remember, for instance, the wife of a very important personality from Hollywood saying, we were at the Bova Castle, you know? And she said, wow, this is almost as beautiful as being in a submarine at the away. Then she thought it for a while and said, no, this is even better than in a submarine at the Aways, the Away Islands, because the landscape from the castle, being the castle, you are really thrown back in time. You really get to live the past. As if you were in a time machine. Go back in time.
Yeah.
For me, it's nothing, if you grew up there, it's nothing new to see a castle, to walk into a castle, because, every village, every town, castles are about everywhere. I used to, to play in Monasterage's castle when I was a kid, my father's village in the castle. If you grew up in Europe, in Italy, seeing a castle is nothing new for you. But if you, if you come from, if you not used to it, really you feel like you are thrown back in time, as if you were in a time machine. And so this lady was really enchanted by this wonderful landscape that you can admire from the castle. As if you.
I know,
really,
and that's why I'm dying to get there, because my great grandparents, great 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 grandparents, actually own some of those castles.
awesome.
That's why I want to go. My wife keeps saying, so where are the jewels and everything?
Probably my relatives were working for your for yours. Probably. I remember once I was charging for a service that he didn't pay to a guy, and he told me, when he heard my family name, he said, your family was working for my family. So I was, this guy was pretty, you know, incorrect, because she didn't pay for the service I provided to him. It was a meeting with some Japanese journalists. But when I, you know, asked him for better service, he came up with this. And so not only I didn't get paid, but also like felt sort of humiliated being from a humble family while his family was. But I really don't care about it, because I think that, you know, aristocracy being belonging to a noble family, it's a good thing, of course. But, you know, I think Italy, this is a, should go beyond this, should overcome this, and try to, for instance, build an efficient economic system, an efficient economic growth, and rather than thinking about titles. You know, that's probably that's what limited us in Italy and in Europe. You know, in I think in the US, not too many people care whether you belong to you are from a noble family or you are from a humble family, but they look at you at how you do business. So I think this idea, I find it pretty obsolete. You know, you have a noble origins, okay, that's great, but you know, we must promote you know, the global the entire area regardless of this parochial way of thinking, this feudalistic way of thinking.
And to your point, you know, my dad's family was, you know, from the nobility, at least his mom was. And, you know, my mom was, they were from, you know, poor farmers from Torito. Yeah. So,
for instance,
you know, only in America, you know, they in,
yes.
In Italy, they would never have met.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. My wife is Colombian. Regardless of the fact, you know, that, you know, my I don't come from a noble family, but I've been working for some of the most, for some global tour operators bringing groups to Calabria. You know, I was in charge of the groups they sent, people from the U.S., from Australia, just to mention a few: Mickey Travel, Globus, and Cosmos, Gulliver's Travels. So many important tour operators relied on my services. I was responsible for the groups. In Australia, there is an inscription on a statue: "Take the poets, the philosophers, the writers for yourselves," something like that. "Leave me the criminals, the bandits, the, you know, and take the thinkers." That means it doesn't matter whether you are from a noble family, or as long as you are a hardworking person, or you are productive, you know. So I think that many in Italy need to overcome this way of thinking, because this really limits socioeconomic development, in my opinion. This is a very serious problem we're having. We are really living a period of not only economic crisis, but of moral values, I would say.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. Well, this has been great fun. I really appreciate it. So you know, if somebody wants to use your service, where do they contact you?
www.visitreggiocalabria.com, and that's our webpage, www.visitreggiocalabria.com. I sent you the picture. I don't know if it worked.
I got it. Yeah.
The video. So this is, thank you very much for having me, Bob.
It's my pleasure.
My pleasure, too. And let's hope things will get better for, you know.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you and Gianluca in April or May.
Well, you are traveling to Italy.
I hope so.
Great.
All right, take care. It was good talking to you.